Welcome to the second season of the Gutsy Health Podcast with Shanique Roney and Gina Warfel, where we share uncomplicated, practical, and affordable wellness education so you can be a self-healing champion. This episode is brought to you by the Gutsy Health Membership Program, a program that gives you inexpensive tools and resources to heal your mind, body, and soul. Visit our website at mygutsyhealth.com. Welcome back to the Gutsy Health Podcast. I have a very special guest here. Her name is Chelsea Dietrich, and we're going to be talking about her Lyme story. And a small intro, where did you fly in from?
South Carolina.
So you flew in with your four kids,
yes.
Right? At the first of the year, You show up with your four kids because you are a Lyme disease warrior. And you've had the most remarkable story of healing and self-advocating and learning and educating about this disease for yourself. So for people that know Lyme disease, it's a very scary, daunting, intimidating disease. And here's why. My nurse practitioner was doing a class on peptide therapy, and the trainer was saying that Lyme can actually mutate up to 200 different ways. So it's hard to find and it's hard to narrow down. And so it's hard to even get a diagnosis, and people's symptoms are all across the board, right? When you have the common cold, the symptoms are runny nose, fever, chills. But when you get Lyme, it could be anything, right? And it tends to look chronic inflammatory response syndrome or MS or so many things. And it's very scary. And so people lose safety in their bodies and trust in their bodies. And so Lyme is a hard one. So we're going to listen to Chelsea's story today, her Lyme journey and her healing. And healing, she's still on it, right? But you've come so far. So Chelsea, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell everybody about yourself.
Yeah, we live in South Carolina, and I have listened to your podcast forever. And 2020, when everything just started going bananas with my body, is really when I fell in love with your podcast, and I binged it. I was like, take me to church, Jenny. Learn all the things, because I will not live my life this way. So I was just listening to everything, learning everything I could. And
amazing.
I feel that's when I became obsessed. I was just like, we will heal. We will learn the things.
I have goosebumps when I hear that from your voice. I'm like, yes, we will.
Yes. So in 2020, overnight, I became intolerant to, I don't even know, over 30 foods probably that were triggering crazy symptoms in my body.
And I want to back up, because there's story before this, right? Yeah. And so I want listeners to hear the preface, right? Because it's not just overnight. You had a tick years ago. And so it was just hanging out dormant in your body, no symptoms, and then just stress, no boundaries. Tell that story. Yeah. That's an important part of this, because a lot of people are just hit out of the blue and they're like, how did this happen? And
it's like, it came to a head overnight, right? But it brewed in my body, and not just physically, but emotionally for years. So I got the tick bite when I was 14 at girls camp. I got antibiotics, and then I thought that I was fine. Looking back, I can see signs that I wasn't fine, like muscle aches and body aches. But mainly when I think back, like emotionally, anxiety off and on through my teen years. And then in my 20s, I didn't manage my emotions. My emotions managed me, and it wasn't a healthy way to live my life. Just, it robbed me of so much joy. I just was always in my head, always worried, would leave a social setting, and then for days think about, like, what if they took it this way? What if they took it that way? Always just struggling. I lacked boundaries, and then suffered emotionally from lacking boundaries, because that felt so inauthentic to my soul. I would say yes, and inside I was screaming no. And I'm like, why am I saying yes right now? I didn't know how to say no, because I was a chronic people pleaser, which also felt really inauthentic to my soul. And I think those things wear on you over time.
100%. It's not good for your nervous system. Can I explain something to listeners? I just learned this the other day, and I'm so glad, because I've always thought this to be true, but I didn't understand the mechanism until I learned this in a class. But it's interesting, because we're supposed to go into fight or flight temporarily, right? And so when we go into fight or flight, it's like you're almost going to be hit by a car or something. You have cortisol, and you have aldosterone and norepinephrine, right? Course through your veins. And then it simmers down again. It's supposed to, and then you're supposed to go into rest and digest. But all of us, I would say about 99% of us, are in this chronic heightened stress response, because we were taught from young to perform well in school, to perform in sports, to do the things, to be social, to be perfect. And so we're chronically at this elevated stressful state. We go to college, then we have to get a job, and then we have all these deadlines, right? And it's just go. And no one taught us to re-regulate. No one taught us how to rest truly. And so what happens is our bodies start to create a new baseline of cortisol, and it's a heightened baseline of cortisol, but it's our new norm. So when people are like, like, how are you? I'm like, I'm stressed, but good. Everything's fine. We're actually never really dipping into a true relaxed state. And so what all of our cells do, this is fascinating. So our body learns to produce more cortisol, let's say 2x cortisol, right? So now 2x double is your new baseline. And all of your cells produce more receptor sites to increase their cortisol intake. And so every single cell in your body is hyper affected. So it's changing and it's morphing all of its mechanisms because of this heightened cortisol response. And then over time, you just add like an emotional stressor and the whole thing comes crumbling down and the immune system starts to get dysregulated because they're already being affected by cortisol. And so people are like, oh, I had a really, really stressful day and I got sick, right? And so for people with Lyme or long COVID, it was just that one straw that broke the camel's back, right? And so you're describing this exactly where you're heightened and stressed and overwhelmed. And what are people thinking?
And signing myself up for things, right?
Yes. All
the time. Government and college. Yes, please.
Yes.
You're a member for the school. Yeah, I'll sign up for that. Like whatever. What was I trying to earn? I feel like the chronic people pleasing, the lack of boundaries, the doing the most I could all the time. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was trying to, I don't even know, not earn love, but just validate something within myself. And mm-hmm. then I was just burning myself out
right.
more and more.
Totally. Now we spoke about this heightened cortisol response throughout years. Mm-hmm. And then overnight, what happened?
So I will say in March of 2020, when everything was stressful in the world, I started having anxiety that was really strong. And that happened for a couple months. I was like, okay, I think I'm getting this anxiety under control. But the level that my cortisol was at with that, I think was what pushed me over the edge. And then at the end of that summer, I woke up one day in like neurological symptoms. Whoa. And I was walking around, but I didn't feel like I was completely in control of what my body was doing. I had ice pick headaches, stinging around my body, numbness around my body, lots of weird neurological things, extreme brain fog, trouble articulating. I would go to speak and sometimes the wrong words would come out of my mouth. It felt like 3 a.m. all the time. My husband would just come home and find me crying in a ball on the ground because I was like,
what's happening?
I did not feel safe in my body and I didn't understand what was happening.
And people don't understand neurological dysfunction is terrifying, right? That's your circuitry. And when your brain is not your brain anymore, it's almost like your personality changes overnight and you're like, what is happening? This isn't the body I used to inhabit.
It was really scary and I didn't know what was happening. And it's one thing to go through it. And then it's another thing to manage the people in your circle seeing you go through it as well and to feel the emotional burden of what they think. Because even if they know someone with Lyme, what you said at the beginning is so true about how everybody feels it in a million different ways. I just had someone reach out to me on Instagram. She was like, tell me your exact symptoms because I want to know if they're my symptoms because that makes you feel safe. If you can find somebody that has your same symptoms, it feels safe. I've only ever talked to one person who has experienced Lyme pretty similarly to me. I thought that's wild because everybody feels it so differently, but we're all out there searching. I did the same thing that girl did, messaging people like, what are your symptoms? Tell me, because if you can see it on somebody else, it makes you feel more normal or that you'll be okay. So I wrote her back and I said, it doesn't matter if you experience it different than me. It's not worse than what I'm going through. You're not worse off. It's not scarier. It's just different, but I understand that feeling. So I was going through all of that and listening to the podcast, reading everything I could get my hands on. And then I did a hair scan with Natalie Thrive Family Wellness, and it told me that I was having mold exposure. So I got the house checked and found the mold exposure. And then I found a whole community of people that are sick from Lyme that was triggered by mold. I didn't know that was a thing.
Can I explain why this is a thing?
Yes.
Because people that are listening to this podcast, like they need to learn about their bodies and what is happening, right? So there are certain things like mold and chemicals and parasites, and then infections like Epstein-Barr and Lyme that when you're immune system can only manage so much, right? And so when you start to stress it out too much because there's too many chemicals, there's too much mold, there's too much parasites, there's too much co-infection, then it wigs out, right? And so, and then it becomes like hyperactive and hypersensitive. And so the person next to you and you can be in the same room with mold and the person next to you isn't reacting because they don't have that excessive burden on their immune system, but you do. And so your immune system is wigging out, right? And so anyone that is dealing with Lyme, they need to lessen the burden on their immune system. So take the weight off of your immune system by getting rid of mold, doing mold detoxes, parasite cleanses, yeast cleanses, and heavy metals, because it all just takes the weight out. So keep going.
So that same time I did that and I did a phone consult with Natalie and I thought we would talk about, I was having gut issues. That was one of the other earliest symptoms that I was just waking up every morning with the worst gut issues. And the food sensitivities and everything. So I talked to Natalie and I thought she would say, take a probiotic, let's cut out some food. And I thought I'll be good. And she started out the conversation with, tell me how you manage your emotions. And I thought, heck does that have to do with my gut?
Everything.
Yeah. I had no idea. It really was the introduction of that idea to me, that how I was, my emotional health affected my physical health. And I was like, you know, probably not the greatest, because I had thought a few times, like, I need to work on this. My mama had even told me, like, you're so stressed, you're going to make yourself sick, which haunted me once I did get sick, because she was right, but I didn't know how to help myself. I don't have many regrets, but if I could go back, or if I could find someone that's in my shoes, Bree, a few years ahead of where I'm at, it would be to focus on your emotional health.
100%.
And to get that under control, like, face your demons, look in the mirror. What are the ugly parts of you? What are the parts of you that need to heal? What are your traumas? If you lack boundaries, why do you lack boundaries? Why are you saying yes when your heart says no? Like, why are you doing these things? And how does it affect yourself? Like, you do have to take a good long look in the mirror. So I started doing that soul work. I started doing that emotional work. And once that faucet was open, I remember I have the most supportive husband. He's amazing. He did something that upset me, and he came home, the kids were in bed. And because I was a chronic people pleaser, I wasn't very good at saying when I was upset. But that day, it was like 10 years of repressed anger poured out of me in the most cathartic way. He got home and I was, I am so angry. And I was scream crying and I was throwing shoes, like, not at him, but just like towards the wall. And I went up to the bathroom and I shut the door and I just screamed. Felt so good.
That's, I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
I love that for you and for everyone. Why is it so scary for us to do that? But all that energy was just in you.
Yeah. You know? Oh, it was totally in me. And I was having like liver and gallbladder pain, which that meridian is tied to anger.
Yes.
And I really feel I was like doing cleanses for my liver and gallbladder, and the anger was coming out of me. And my sweet husband didn't even know I was mad at him. He thought I had a hard day. But I was like, it wasn't a you thing. It was a me thing. That was just like the trigger that helped me release all of that.
Yeah.
And then I had an experience a few weeks later where somebody really crossed a boundary that I had. In that moment, I said, you know, I think the way that you're treating me is really inappropriate. And I think it's misguided. I think you're having a hard day. I think you're upset because of this, and you're projecting that on me. And it feels really inappropriate to me. And that person didn't know what to do in the moment, but eventually we worked it out and came around. She left the situation and I cried for about an hour because it felt so good to vocalize that. Feel that.
So I'm going to stop you here. People are like, what does this have to do with Lyme?
Yes.
Everything. It has everything to do with Lyme. It's interesting. For years, I've been doing this for 5 years. And every time I have like chronically ill people come in here, you can feel the heavy. You can feel the emotional. You can feel the dysregulation. And people don't realize. And then you start life with that, or maybe it started in your teens or sometime in adulthood. But then you get slapped with a Lyme diagnosis. And now you're getting not capital T traumas, but you're getting trauma after trauma after trauma. And so you're so dysregulated and you can't heal a body from Lyme and chronic infections when your nervous system is dysregulated. That's why Lyme people go from doctor to doctor to doctor, treatment to treatment to treatment, and they get nowhere because they're so dysregulated. The brain is literally now perfectly designed to always look for problems. And so it's going to find a little problem and it's going to amplify that problem over and over and over. And it's going to take a little symptom and make it ginormous. And so you might not even have Lyme anymore, but you're having a symptom of Lyme and your brain is now thinking, oh, it's back, it's reoccurring, and boom, 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 boom. So we're talking about emotions and we're talking about all the things, and it has everything to do with healing Lyme disease. It's probably one of the most important steps, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Most important and hardest, because it's soul searching and it's like redefining who you are. So keep going. Tell us your story.
I really agree with that. I saw something, a quote that said, I've changed so much in the last few years, I might have to reintroduce myself.
I love that.
And I feel that.
That's so good. I might have to reintroduce myself. Yeah. You told me something the other day, which is so beautiful, where you were like, you're so glad this happened to you because you're a different person and you like who you are now.
Absolutely.
Tell us more about that.
I think it was a gift, because a big part of me healing was spiritual healing along with emotional healing. But I really feel God saw the way that I was living my life and thought, like, I can do better for you. And I can teach you everything that you want to know to be the version of yourself that you want to be, the woman that you want to be, the mother that you want to be. And it will be an uncomfortable classroom, but I can teach you all of those things. And I know that if he asked me that, before this life, I would have said, heck yes. I would have said, sign me up, because yeah. I don't want to live my life that way. I don't want to teach my daughters to be that kind of woman. I want them to feel strong and empowered and steady. I don't want them to feel easily triggered and spiral. And that was the gift that Lyme has been for me, because I am not the same person. I feel so much stronger. I feel I'm the example for my girls that I want them to be, and the woman that I want them to be, because the way that I was living my life before was not healthy emotionally. I didn't feel confident. I felt second guessing my intuition. I've been blessed with a really great intuition. I'm so on it, but this how sad that I've questioned myself for so long. Like, the women in my family, it's like the gift that they have. And I see it in my mom and my grandma. I think that's so cool for them. And I see it with myself. I'm like, how sad that I spent my 20s questioning myself when I knew what was right for me intuitively. When I listen to your podcast, I think innately, you know what's right for you in healing. And we try to outsource that power so much of the time. But I knew that is what is for me. But how cool that I could trust myself now and know I'm going for it.
The words that you used to describe your Lyme disease was classroom and gift. I think that was the second word. And how amazing that's what's come to you. I truly believe illness is the highest form of a teacher, because it's a course correction. It's like you're not in your highest self. And it's like, let me slow you down and teach you some really big, uncomfortable lessons so you can return to yourself.
Yeah.
Illness is just, it's coming home, right? Because we lose ourselves, right? We lose ourselves in labels. We lose ourselves in other people's identities that they put on us. And they don't do that to harm us. It's just, we just pass down trauma. That's it. And so we lose ourselves probably by the age of 7. And now we see ourselves through everyone else's filter. So when you ask the question, why do I abandon when I say yes, but my body's saying no, why do I do that? Well, because we were taught to do that, right? Because we were taught to do these things and to jump through these hoops. But illness forces you. It literally tackles you down and it keeps you still. And it's like, okay, there's nothing else you can do other than rediscover who you are, right? The saddest, most tragic thing is that when the majority of people will go to doctors when we're at that, instead of heeding the call, we go to doctors to tell me what to do. And really what we should be doing, if we're taught well, is slow down, ask it, why are you here? What is your purpose? Okay, I'm ready to learn. I'm listening. Let's go. All right. So you spoke with Natalie, you're learning about emotional regulation. You started the cell core at this point, correct?
Yes, I did.
And you started doing that and your symptoms went away entirely, correct?
Yeah, I still had like food sensitivities where I avoided certain things, but day to day, I just was like living my best life. I felt really great after cell core and coffee enemas. And I did bioresonance testing with Root Cause Clinic, and I did a few protocols with them. And that really made such a big difference, because it kind of could pinpoint like what was going on. I would have like a list of symptoms written down that I was feeling, and I would go on my call with them after bioresonance testing. I didn't even have the opportunity to like tell them what I was worried about. And they would say, I bet you're feeling this and this. Is amazing.
It's
really neat. Bioresonance testing can tell you exactly which teeth you have cavities in, which teeth you have malocclusion in, your emotional traumas. It's a full body healing. And it knew so many things just with my symptoms, and it helped. It was a Band-Aid and could figure out what to do moving forward, because I couldn't address the Lyme with them because I was always pregnant or I was always breastfeeding. Everything that they could do to help me, I couldn't do while I was pregnant or breastfeeding. And that was why hyperbaric was such a blessing, because it's so gentle that I could move forward with that. And in that time I was doing cell core, everybody was pushing me to get a diagnosis. Why don't you go to a doctor and tell them you have some sort of autoimmune disease and get a diagnosis? Just find out that you have MS, find out that you have this, find out that you have that. And I was like, I cannot tell you how much I am not interested in having a label and limitations put on me for the rest of my life. I have zero interest in that. I even lost friends over it. It made people so uncomfortable to see me go through this in the unconventional way that people just kind of pulled back and I pulled back. And I thought, that is so interesting. And I never would have expected that it would make people so uncomfortable to see me do things this way. But I really think that everybody is so excited to get a diagnosis. And I think that instantly puts limitations in your mind of what is possible for you.
Say that louder for the people in the back, right? Because that is so powerful. We don't realize how powerful our subconscious mind labels doctors, labels diagnosis, right? And then as soon as we get that label, it actually becomes our truth and our identity, and then we're stuck with it. These are just my ideas. Obviously, go talk to a doctor, guys, but there are just a few people that feel like they have to do it their way, right? But back to my tangent, as soon as you have that label, you can't use your own healing ability to overcome that label because it's so powerful, right? Thoughts are powerful. And so you just had a powerful person, like a doctor, give you a powerful identity. And now it's going to take a lot of power to overcome that, right? Whereas what you've been doing, you've allowed it to be open and malleable because mm-hmm. you are using your own innate healing ability to change the story, to change the outcomes versus someone slapping a label and being like, this is it. This is it.
The box that you exist in. Exactly. These are the limitations that are on you. Mm-hmm. And that's why, like, I think in the health community, you look at people's Instagram bios and you see Lyme warrior, cancer warrior. I'm not mm-hmm. waging war against my body.
No.
I'm healing. So my bio says healing. I do put information in there about Lyme disease because I want people to be able to find me. I want to mm-hmm. connect with people and help them. But I'm not waging war in my body, and Lyme is not my identity. I'm not a Lymey. Some people say that as well. Mm-hmm. None of that is. I am Chelsea. I am a mother. I am a daughter of God. I am a friend. All of these things. I am not mm-hmm. my diagnosis. I am not a disease.
I love that. So what was next?
So next, I lived my best life for probably about a year.
You're feeling really good after CellCore, emotional regulation, all that.
Yes, mm-hmm. feeling amazing. CellCore was awesome for me, but then I got pregnant again, so I didn't finish the CellCore. And I moved across country from Southern California. We lived in Huntington Beach to South Carolina. And we lived in the house for about a month. And one day I felt so triggered because mm-hmm. I felt the symptoms coming back. And I thought, what is going on? I have healed. I have been out of this for a year. And I don't know what's going on. And the greatest gift that I could have gotten was going home that day and finding my dining room flooded because there had been a slow leak behind the wall that I couldn't wow. see. And I had no idea. And I was due with my baby in like 3 weeks.
Whoa.
And going,
oh no,
nesting, all the things. And I was like, I am in a house that has mold. And that is why these symptoms are coming back. So we were extremely blessed. We reached out to the landlord. She said, you should just move. She didn't want to take care of it the right way. She just wanted to patch the wall. And that night I went to bed and I felt really encouraged. I was just reading my scriptures and praying. And I read the story of Ruth and how her life just changed so quickly. And I told my mom, I said, what if I'm Ruth? What if I just wake up because I'm the daughter of a very good God? And what if everything is okay in the morning? And I felt that power. And I woke up in the morning and we found a new place to live and we moved the very next day. And everything was better as far as like our living situation. I could nest, I could get ready for my baby. So I did that. I had a really
amazing,
beautiful home birth. And it was my first home birth. It was my fourth baby. And I had a traumatic hospital birth in the past. And I felt like a victim. And because of Lyme, I felt like a victim. And I was tired of that being my story. And I prepared for a home birth. And I was just leaned into all of the resources, the Christian hypnobirthing, the pain-free childbirth, which is basically if you stay in your power and you stay in a really faithful spot that your body was designed to give birth and that you can do it. And it's just like when in the scriptures, when you read about like walking on water, when they sink, it's because of a lack of faith. When you feel pain and a lack of faith, it triggers more pain and then you get into this mm-hmm, cycle. Mm-hmm. And so it was just really a layer of healing for me that was so important. And I gave birth and did I feel some pain? Yes. It was the most amazing experience of my life.
That's amazing.
Because I was powerful. I felt so empowered. I felt so strong and I didn't feel like a victim. I rewrote that story. I gave birth naturally again.
Amazing.
And it just was a really great experience. And then a week postpartum, the neurological crash kind of came. I was mm-hmm. shaking when I went to eat, the numbness, just the scary neurological symptoms, which was really frustrating because yeah. I felt like I had come so far. I had this amazing, powerful birth and I was like, I am a powerful woman. Hear me roar, all the things. Mm-hmm. And then I was having the symptoms again. So that went on for a few months. And then I had a friend send me the very day that your Lyme episode came out, she texted it to me and said, have you seen this? And I said, well, I listened to that podcast, but I haven't listened to that episode yet. And I listened to it and I felt so seen and so validated by everything wow. you said. And I texted it to everyone that I knew because I wanted them to understand what I felt because mm-hmm. having Lyme, it's one thing to have all the symptoms. It's another thing to have the emotional burden of everybody asking you all the time. So are you just really tired all the time? Mm-hmm. And then you have to educate them. And it's not that I don't want to. It's just that I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. I'm managing the symptoms. I'm taking care of my kids. And I don't want to have to educate people all the time because it's an invisible illness and they don't yep. understand. Why can you not show up in life how you used to show up? Why are you late to things? Why are you absent from things? Why are you all these mm-hmm. things when you look fine? They just think you're flaky or lazy or something. You know, they mm-hmm. just don't get it. So I sent it to everybody and everybody was like, wow, thank you so much. I finally understand what it is that you're going through. And that just felt so healing for me. all of my friends, all of my family. I was like, if you can just take 30 minutes to listen to this, it would mean so much to me. And I sent it to my husband and he listened to it at work and he's like, we have to get you out there. And I said, I mean, I really want to, but that would be hard. We have four kids. You couldn't leave work. And he just got to work helping me figure it out and helping me get out here. He's the best.
That's amazing. It's interesting. When COVID hit the world in 2020, it actually gave us a gift because it put on the map autoimmune diseases for people because now there's this explosion in autoimmune dysfunction and now people have to research it. And so a ton of research is coming out about autoimmunity and all of these weird neurological dysfunctions. And so Lyme and Epstein-Barr people, since COVID or before COVID, they didn't have a voice, they didn't have a name, they didn't have a face. But post-COVID, it's like everyone's talking about it now because they show up the same, right? A lot of long COVID symptoms look a lot like Lyme and vice versa. Chronic inflammatory response, mold toxicity, they're all kind of in the same boat because they triggered the immune system in similar ways. And so it sucks that way more people now have autoimmune disease than ever before, but now it's more normalized, right? Hopefully that's been your experience. I don't know, but it feels like people are becoming a little bit more tolerant to autoimmune dysfunction and a little bit more empathetic. Okay, so you guys figured out a way to come to Provo Health. You packed after Christmas and then you were on a flight the 2nd of January or something like that.
Yes, just after the new year, me and my husband and all of our babies and our luggage, and we were a spectacle to see through the airport. Mm-hmm. And we got here, and leading up to the few weeks before we came out here, I felt the worst that I've ever felt. I had new symptoms. It hurt to walk through the airport. My knees hurt so badly just to walk and go get dinner for my family. And every step hurt so bad. Sitting on the plane, my hips hurt. I was waking up at night with like muscle and body pain, and I had never had that symptom before. So my husband, it broke his heart to see me like that, but he would just count it down like 10 more days, 9 more days.
Your husband's such a sweetheart. He's I haven't even best. Met him, but just like how you talk about him, he's the best support network ever. So he's such a sweetheart. So keep going. So he's counting down the days for you. He's like, just hang in there, honey.
Yeah, he's my biggest cheerleader, and he would literally lasso the moon if he knew that's what I needed to get better. He's the best.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
So he's counting it down. We got here the morning that I woke up. He said, today's the first day to getting your life back, to feeling better. Today's the day. And I started hyperbaric and I just felt better right away. Initially, it was just the first couple weeks, pretty much no herxing. I would feel some like neurological like twitches or stinging in the hyperbaric. And then afterwards, it almost felt like too good to be true. Everybody's like, are you herxing? I'm like, should I be? Because I just feel awesome, actually. Like, I just feel great. And then we did the hair scan and saw parasites. So I started Velcor, and then I did start feeling the muscle and body aches with Velcor again.
And I want to explain that. And I also want to say how you were feeling amazing. You're on top of the world. We see the parasites. And there were other things too. You had a lot of co-infections. What were they? Do you remember? It's okay if you don't.
Oh,
was it yeast, parasites, post-virus or something?
Yeah.
And you guys, yeast, parasites, like they all kind of coexist together. And so you start the Velcor and immediately start herxing. And the reason why is because parasites, they're like a Trojan horse. They actually hold Lyme in them. And so we're healing your body, but there's still this little nest of Lyme in your body, right? And so now your immune system's getting amped up because it can feel the irritation of your co-infections, right? And so this is a point where you got re-triggered. And I want people to hear this part because it's important, because everyone goes through this where it's like, I'm doing great. And then you have symptoms, old symptoms, and you kind of just plummet. Mm-hmm. And then not only that, but then your symptoms get worse because now you're in your head and now your cortisol is going up and now your inflammation is going up. And what is it called? Your limbic system is just on fire.
Yeah.
Right. And so you're just, that amygdala is telling your hypothalamus, we're in danger, things are bad. And then the hypothalamus is like signaling all the hormones in the body to be like, we're in danger. This is bad. And then that triggers your symptoms even more, like amplifies it. And so at this point, we're kind of like our worst enemy, right? Because our mind is so powerful. Even though this was a natural part of the process, it like, we still just get in our heads. And so I remember you were just having a couple really bad weeks where you're like, why? Regressing and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm. I feel like in all, I was prepared because I listened to your podcast. And when I would feel triggered, I would go back and listen to that episode when I thought, I know healing is not linear. I know there are ups and downs. So I feel like I was expecting it because it was specifically the muscle aches that I had the few weeks coming out here. Yeah. And I just felt triggered. I was in your office and I felt triggered because I just want so badly to feel better. And I have mm-hmm. faith that's possible, but there's something in your head after you go through Lyme and you suffer that you're worried, like, what if not? So we're in here and you just did like therapy with me and you walked me through it and just like did that deep dive. Is this real? Do you think this is a real physical concern, or can we talk about emotions? Can we take a look in the mirror? Can we face our demons? Can we dig down and see that you have PTSD because you've been through something really hard? And that resonated with me. I knew it's because I have PTSD, because it feels hard, because it's hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Can I talk about that session? Are you okay? Yes, it was really beautiful because you came in with all your supplements and we were going to muscle test. And I sat you down. I was, can we go through a body process really fast before we muscle test? And so I'm actually creating a whole course around this. It's called Mind, Body, Soul. And so I highly recommend everyone take this because I want to teach you guys how to do this. It's so important that we actually access the internal intelligence of our bodies, because our minds are great. They're like your best friend with the worst advice. And they're talking all the time and they're constantly trying to problem solve. That's their job, is to look for problems and problem solve. But it's often wrong, and it's the loudest as well. And so when you can turn off your mind and actually drop into your body and listen to the voice of your body, then you actually find the truth and you actually find peace and you actually find surrender. And so that's what we did in that session. I took you through that body process. It was actually so beautiful because when I started asking you the questions, ask your body, I almost felt the answers and you were crying and I was actually crying on this side because it was just such a sweet, tender moment. It just felt so beautiful to be a part of that. And at the end of the session, I think I asked, do you want to do the muscle test? And you're like, nope, I think I'm good. We didn't even have to do that because you already got the answer. Answers, and they were answers that actually uplifted you.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I felt like my body, the things that came to me is just to give myself grace, to forgive myself for the way that I live my life that got me here. All the things that I did were, my body was always doing the best it could for me, right? Mm-hmm. It's always trying its best to serve me. And now we know better. So we're going to do mm-hmm. better, but not to be angry at myself for that.
And the thing that came up was, one of the first things was like, trust me, because you were in this PTSD loop and your body's like, just trust me, I got this. Right. And what's beautiful is like a week later, you felt fine.
Yes.
Right. You passed some parasites and then you're like, there's no pain anymore. It's gone. Yes. We're back to being amazing again. Right. So,
yes, absolutely. Just trusting the process and knowing, one of the feelings that I got before coming out here, I felt like this really special moment where I was told, like, you already have everything within you that you need. And I think being in here with you and having that session, I felt that as well. I already have everything. My body is so innately and divinely designed that it has everything that it needs in it to heal, and that it's always working in my favor, that life isn't happening to me. I'm not a victim. It's happening for me, that all of this is to teach me and to elevate me. And so I do want people to know that there is physical help. Like, you can feel better, but also pretty much everyone that I've ever met that has some sort of autoimmune or Lyme, they grew up with some sort of trauma, or they were people pleasers, or they just living their life in a way that didn't serve them. So I think if I have any message, it's that you can live a life that's elevated. Like, you don't have to stay where you are. You can heal those things no matter what's happened to you, and you can be so much happier.
Yes. And so tell everyone where you're at right now. How are you feeling? What symptoms do you still have? What don't you have? How has everything been?
It's been really good since getting past like the herxing and Cellcore. All the muscle pain has gone away. The neurological symptoms went away really early on for me. And that was some of the scariest stuff. And if you've had the shaking, the numbness, the stinging, that's pretty much 100% gone. Brain fog gone.
Amazing.
Yes. Every now and then I feel a little something. And I think it's like a herx reaction just from being in the hyperbaric. It's almost, I can feel the nerve in my head. I don't know that it is. Feels like I can feel things healing or repairing.
And regenerating.
Yes. Yep. Things are happening in there.
I imagine in my head putting two spark plugs together. It's like, bing, and it's just doing that, ding, and then it's like connect.
Absolutely. So like whenever I feel this doesn't feel scary, I just feel like more of a sign that we're healing. Good things are happening. In the Hocket, I'm dumping tons of heavy metals and I feel great. I honestly, the only symptom that I have sometimes is like a mild autoimmune symptom. Like when I wake up in the mornings and my hands will feel a little bit stiff. Mm-hmm. And I think that is just like the last piece for me, which we've talked about moving forward, like peptide therapy to just retrain the immune system. But I feel like I got my dang life back.
That's so amazing.
It feels so good.
And just to let everyone know, even with these diagnoses, yes, your immune system's still revved. We've done like all the damage control, and now it's just going to take retraining your immune system. And we do that with multiple things. One is retraining your nervous system, getting you out of that fight or flight response, because you will not heal any autoimmune disease when you're in fight or flight. The fact that you have autoimmune disease is a sign that you're in fight or flight chronically and your body tried to adapt to it for too long and then it just pushed you over the edge. So if you still have autoimmunity, you're still in fight or flight, you have to retrain that limbic system. You have to retrain all of that, right? Mm-hmm. And literally grow a new brain, right? Yeah. You create new neural pathways, new everything. Become a meditation master. And so that's one. And then the second thing is, you mentioned, peptide therapies can really help with that. So the clinic is bringing in peptide therapy soon, but if doctor that does peptide therapies, there's a few that you should question them about and ask them for. So the peptides that you should ask your doctor about is BCP-157. This is a really great, it's kind of like the Swiss Army knife of all peptides. It's just really good all around for gut. And we all know good gut health equals good immune health. Thymosin alpha 1 and then also thymosin beta 4. These are really, really good for immune regulation and dysregulation. So ask your doctors about those ones. We're going to get you started on that because your immune system's still a little funky. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you stress, your immune system's going to go and explode. Yeah. And so we're just trying to tame the beast right now. And peptide therapies can really, really, really help with that. So Chelsea, you've had this very, very wild, long ride and story. What are some pearls of wisdom that you want to leave? There's going to be a lot of Lyme people listening to this. What is the wisdom that you want to leave them with?
I would say the gift in all of this is that triggers will still come. Healing doesn't make life easier and it doesn't take the hardness away, but you can be resilient and you can feel those things and you can not spiral and trigger. You can trust your body and you can feel safe. It just, you can be so strong. And even when hard things come, that resiliency is a gift. That ask yourself, how is this working for you? Like, what are the gifts? Because even in the middle, you can be angry, you can be hurt, you can feel the sadness and the hurt of what maybe it's taken away from you. And at the same time, be grateful for everything that it's given you. And one of the questions I get asked is, how long do you think this will take me to heal? Like, when can I go back to my old life? And we're not going back to our old lives.
I love that.
Old lives didn't serve us. That doesn't mean that we can't have a darn good life, but our old lives are what got us here.
I love that so much. You're not going back to your old life. You're going back to
an elevated
higher you.
Yes. We are setting boundaries. We are honoring our emotions. We are meditating. We are taking walks in grounding.
We're saying no.
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah.
Not just sometimes.
Yeah. We are eating whole food. We are caring about what kind of water we put in our body. You know, we are doing all the things.
Yes.
And not in a fear-based place where we're doing these things because we're so afraid of, like, we're not fragile. We're doing it because we love our bodies, right? What is the reason or motivation? Yeah. We love our bodies. We want to take care of our bodies, but we're not so afraid that we're fragile. We know that we were divinely created to do these things.
Do you know what's interesting? I think of, like, large mammals, right? Like dogs and gorillas and monkeys and all animals, actually. Like, think of, like, animals at the zoo, and hardly any of them are as active as humans. Humans are go, 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 right? Animals stop. They calm down. They rest for long periods of time. You go to the zoo and they look bored, right? Like, they're just, you're interrupting my nap. I'm just minding my own business here. There's just this chill energy. And here we are, these mammals walking this planet like, go, 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 do, do, do. I got to do more. I'm not going to sleep. Animals adore their sleep. They're sleeping all the time. Yes, they have these heightened stress responses. Let's say a zebra is being chased by a lion. But have you ever seen what they do after they've been chased? Is they shake and they shiver. Their nervous system literally shakes out that anxiety. And then they go back to eating. They're eating grass. They're like, oh, well, that was fun. We keep everything inside. And then we're like, let's just go, 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 go.
Yes.
We're so dysregulated. Like, of course we're sick.
Yes.
Of course we're walking around with all of these dysfunctions in our body. Mm-hmm. Long COVID just, like, put that on the map and put a magnifying glass on it. But it's always been there.
Yes.
There is a Lyme epidemic, right? There's an autoimmune epidemic. And it's all because of our people pleasing and overperforming and being perfect, perfect, perfect all the time. Instead of just, we're humans doing and we're not humans being. Let's be humans. Let's be human being, right? Not human doing. So
I would also say one of the gifts that this has given me is to teach my kids the skills that they need to not, I don't want this for them. So when my kids have big feelings, they are welcome to tell me when I've let them down. They're welcome to voice when they're upset with me. We need to do it in a respectful way, but you're always a lot. I'm tough. You can tell me, are you feeling angry with me? Are you feeling frustrated with me? Did you have a bad day? You're not shamed in any of those feelings. You're welcome to feel them. Do you feel anger in your body? Do you feel that feeling? Do you want to go stomp it out? Do you want to scream in a pillow? Do you want to hit something? You may not hit me. That's your boundary for my three-year-old because she goes for that sometimes. You can hit a pillow though, and that they are welcome to have those big feelings and that they don't need to feel shame in them. We just need to work on how we're going to get it out of our body. What feels good to us? Listen to our body. How do you feel? Do you feel full? What does your body say to you? Just to be super in tune with our bodies and honor whatever it's telling us. Yes.
One thing that I mentioned on a different podcast, I actually recorded it this morning, was there's so many musts that our kids must do. They must brush their teeth twice. They must eat their vegetables. This is my kids' list. Take their supplements. Play piano for 20 minutes. They must read. They must do their homework. They have to do this checklist. But where on that list is go meditate, go regulate yourself, go calm down, calm your nervous system, go ground. This is just as important as us brushing our teeth and taking care of our bodies. We have to take care of what I call the thermostat, right? Your brain. You have to take care of the thermostat, because if the thermostat is broken, the house is too hot or too cold. If your brain is dysregulated, your body is ill and sick because it's getting the wrong signals for help, right? And so we really need to change our culture. We're making meditation and mindfulness just as important as reading, doing math homework, playing a sport. It's just as important, if not the most important skill we will ever teach our kids.
I love that so much. I remember there was one thing I forgot, the steps of things. I found 3 people before I came out here that had tried really hard to recover from Lyme and hadn't been able to, that had gotten better and then gotten worse again. In the 3 weeks before I came out here, I found 3 different people, and the missing piece for them was to get checked for dental cavitations. And I am a dental hygienist, and I didn't learn about that in school. It's because it's not cavities in your teeth. It's cavitations in your bone from getting your wisdom teeth out, or if you have a root canal. So I went and got checked for cavitations with Total Care Dental with Dr. Michelle Jorgensen. She was awesome and worked with me. I got a scan in South Carolina and sent it to her, and she helped me out with that and found out that I had 2. Wow. So I got that surgery done the day before I started treatment here. And I asked them about that. They're like, do you see a lot of autoimmune patients? Do you see a lot of Lyme patients? They said that they do. And they said, of course we can't promise, but so many times once you get rid of that, basically
that
what
infection.
It is, it's a little hole in your jaw where like Lyme can live, viruses can live, infection can live. And it's really hard for your body to heal when you have that hole in your jaw. And so many people think it's like a cavity in your tooth, but it's just this chronic infection that's always there and your body's fighting against it. So I do want to say that, because I think that was a really important piece for me, because I don't want my body fighting.
Well, it's kind of like leaving the lights on in your car overnight and it's just slowly draining the battery. You are activating your immune system on this low grade infection. And so your immune system's constantly working. And then you add all the other stressors that we talked about, like people pleasing and saying yes all the time when you want to say no. And it's just, it's too much, right? And so, yeah, it's so important to get those taken care of.
Yes, absolutely.
So in summary, this is what I want to tell people. If you are embarking on a Lyme healing journey, if you're considering coming to Provo Health, you have to start the Foundations Protocol of CellCore. Call our office. We can give you our practitioner code, or just talk with me. Let's do like a Lyme consult and I'll start you on that. But you have to start that and be on month 2 or ending month 2 or in month 3 before we actually start you in the hyperbaric thing. Get the cavitations taken care of and maybe even find someone that can coach you with the emotional regulation. Start a meditative practice. This is core. I used to tell everyone, go do ketamine therapy. Ketamine can help regulate you, but then you have to integrate it. If you're not integrating all the work, then you're just going from one appointment to the next, and you're becoming dependent on it. And you're actually not allowing that feeling state that the ketamine's giving you and keeping it there, because you're going back to old habits that got you dysregulated in the first place. And so take care of the neurological, the brain, the emotional stuff, the cavitation, start CellCore. And then when you're ready, get in a hyperbaric and let's start healing up everything. But we have to get rid of the parasites. We have to get rid of the heavy metals, the toxins, all of that, because it can potentially re-trigger you later down the line.
Yes, absolutely. And in addition to that, I think the part that I skipped over is that I completely, when I started listening to your podcast, I had changed my life, like what I put on my body, what I put in my body, whole foods, nothing that has artificial fragrance or endocrine disruptors, the cleaning products in my body, everything. So I changed everything. Like you said, the toxic burden is so high and our immune system is going through so much that we live a really clean life because we want to love our bodies. I wanted to end sharing this poem that I wrote and going through the middle of all of this. And it just felt really appropriate with like the emotional stuff that we were talking about. So I wrote this in the thick of it. Pouring from an empty cup is the analogy I give, meekly and a little ashamed that this is how I've lived. Maybe because my cup felt small or narrow, even thin, stressed and feeling like lately, I just can't win. I thought if I were more somehow, that I would have more to give. Never even realized that's no way to live. Then today I saw there's no fault in my design. The architecture of my cup is superior and fine. My every edge and surface crafted by a king. How good and true does that sentence ring? Wow. He peers right into my empty cup with ever perfect eyes. He sees my emptiness and smiles as he sighs. He turns to me and sees my frustration and my pain. So sad I've been burdened with unnecessary shame. He says with perfect love, my girl, you've forgotten to refill. Your soul needs nourishment to make it up that hill. He wraps his arms around me, and as he pours into my cup, he says, your design is flawless. You just forgot to fill it up. Tonight, I stand in wonder at his majesty and grace. Hard to fall asleep with this big smile on my face.
Wow. That is profound. I wish you could see my legs. I have goosebumps everywhere. That's such a beautiful poem. And I think captures the issue so beautifully. I'm so glad you wrote that and shared it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done for me.
Absolutely.
Being here, I just feel like I've met one of my heroes, and I just admire you because you've taken hard things and you've used them as timber to make a really beautiful thing that's warming so many people and healing so many people. And it just really feels such a full circle moment to be at the beginning of this in my kitchen, crying, listening to your podcast, to be here feeling I got my life back, feeling so much better in front of you and having a friend in you. It just feels so amazing.
Thank you. You know, it's funny because I say you're my hero. I can put the info out there, but I haven't walked this. You've walked the walk. You took a chance. You listened to the podcast and you did everything. You fought, but it's not like a physical fight. It's a mental and emotional fight. And so you're the hero. You're the lime hero. There's this quote, and I'm going to completely slay it, but it's saying you'll never know the extent that your healing journey and how it would become someone's lifeline, right? You dealt with a disease, you created your own healing map, and you're sharing it with someone. And now someone who's just starting their healing journey, they're going to use that as their map and their lifeline. And they're going to be like, this is what I'm going to do too, right? Mm-hmm. And so thank you for being that shining beacon for people that are struggling, right? And you believed in yourself and you tapped into your body's innate healing power and you're like, let's go. And so thank you for answering the call and doing the things.
Well, I think you teach people how to become healing advocates. Yes. And I feel that for myself. And I do feel like now I'm that resource for my daughters and for my family. On Instagram,
and I've for had thousands
people,
of people.
Yeah, I have people reaching out to me, sharing their stories, asking me questions, and I welcome that. If I could find someone, if I could find this podcast 3 years ago when I was at the bottom of that pit on my very worst day, I wanted so badly to find someone who had been through what I had been through and to see that they were okay. Yeah. So that's what I want people to know, is that I'm okay. I'm living a life that was so much better than the life I had before, and that if they ever want to chat or if they want someone who understands, I'm there, because I needed a friend and it took me a really long time to find somebody that had been in my shoes and walked through the other side. So you can have your life back. You can have a better life than you had before.
You can. And this doesn't mean that you're not going to get symptoms. They're going to come and they're going to go, but you're going to be the master of it. You're going to be like, oh, this is just a blip, right? Or let's not even put that out there. Let's say it doesn't happen, right? But if it does, you're just going to know this is just the ebb and flow of it, right? Like, it's okay. I'm just going to re-regulate myself and we're going to get back to normal. My body knows how to do this. My body's intelligent. It's okay to have bad days, right? And so we were just talking last week where I was like, ugh, I'm having symptoms again. And I'm like, I just need a few days for this to pass. And I already feel a lot better. Right? Yeah. It's just like, it's okay to have down days, right? It's okay to give ourselves that grace. But as long as we're just on the up and up and up, and we're not letting those down days define us and make us feel like we've backtracked, because that's actually not true.
One of the best things that you said to me when I was having a hard day, lime makes you feel so triggered. You said you're a hammer looking for nails because it feels scary, and honor that. That's PTSD. You've been through something hard. I get it. But you're like, do people that don't have lime have headaches? Do people that don't have lime have bad days? Do people that don't have lime have muscle aches? I think we want perfection, and we're not here in this life, in this body, to attain perfection at this moment. So understand that everybody has hard days, or everybody has things that happen that don't feel great. So we're not going to become hyper-focused and anal on trying to have zero symptoms ever. We're going to have bodies that can function and live a really good life and service to do all the things that we want to do, but they're not going to feel perfect all the time. That's not the goal.
Exactly. I love that you said that, because we could literally have person A and B. Person A had Lyme. Person B has never dealt with a chronic illness, and they can have the exact same symptom. But person B is like, oh, I probably just need sleep and more water. Yes. But the Lyme person is like, oh no, this is so bad. And then their symptoms are going to get worse and worse and worse, because the brain is going to be like, what's happening? Oh no, we're back here again. And guess what? When the brain says we're here, the body says, whatever you say. And then the body will start performing for you, because it just takes orders from the brain, right? Yes. And so it's okay for us to have a human experience. It's okay for us to feel things. It's okay for us to be tired. This is part of the human experience. I'm so glad that you got that.
Yes.
Chelsea, you are like star pupil. A++++++. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for being this shining beacon for other people that are probably starting this journey. So
thank you so much. I really appreciate
you. We're going to miss you.
I'm gonna miss you so much.
And we never want you to come back because we want you to live your happy, healthy life.
Yes.
But if you do come back to visit.
Oh, I will be back.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm part of the family. Everyone's like, are you so excited to go home? I'm like, I'm going to miss you guys.
We're going to miss you and your daughter and your kids. Oh my gosh. Yes. We're just a little bit of our heart is going to go with you to North Carolina. So yeah,
thank you so much.
And listeners, I hope this was helpful and you learned something today. Be sure this with your Lyme friends. There's hope, there's healing, and it's all inside you. So advocate for yourselves. There's hope. And we love you and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Gutsy Health Podcast. We hope you enjoyed and learned a lot from this episode. For more updates, follow us on Instagram @GutsyHealthPodcast.